WHLM. Jim Doyle and the Husky Spotlight.
For his 12 tackles against Clarion last Saturday, Mike Varanavage was named the PSAC Eastern Division Defensive Player of the Week. It was actually a fairly typical performance for the 6-foot, 222-pound outside linebacker who was second on the team in tackles last season and leads the Huskies this season. Mike, who also played basketball for the Huskies in the 2008-2009 season, is a graduate of Archbishop Ryan High School in Philadelphia. He's one of four Husky captains this season. That has changed the way he goes about his business, as he explains.
Yeah, definitely. Earlier in the spring when I was stretching, I wasn't doing some of the stuff right, and the younger kids were looking up to me, and maybe they thought they could slack off, and I had to realize that I have to do everything right, so the younger kids looking up to me do everything when they're a captain.
So more by example than by anything you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the last few years I've been a leader by trying to keep everyone up. I just got to do everything right on the field and off the field.
Being captain's quite an honor. I mean, it shows you that people care about you as a person and as a player, right?
Definitely.
Well, you went to Archbishop Ryan High School in Philadelphia. Tell us about your playing days there. What was your position? What was your role in that team?
I was one of our main guys on defense my junior and senior year. We had a running back there who tore his knee and decided to play basketball in college, but he was probably our main guy on offense.
You played linebacker primarily?
Yeah.
How about just played defense, or were you a two-way player?
Two-way player. I played a little tight end, a little fullback, and then when our guy got hurt, I went and played tailback.
How successful was your team while you were there?
Not too successful. I think in my career there, we only had like 12 wins.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, after Archbishop Ryan, you went to Valley Forge Military Academy. Why did you go there? What did you get out of it?
My grades weren't totally all there, so I had to get them under control and everything like that. And it just taught me to be more prepared for college and help me get into Bloomsburg.
Military Academy, was it run like a military? Was it tough or not?
Yeah, it was real tough. I remember the first day when I got there, they had to shave my head. And I was walking out, and I was just rubbing my head, and I didn't salute one of the ladies who were walking by, and I got yelled at. My dad looked at me and thought I was just going to leave, but I stayed and got through it.
So then you have a decision to make for college. What went into deciding to come to Bloomsburg University?
Coach there came down. He showed me and my mom the campus. We really liked it. I got a late offer from Temple to be a preferred walk-on. They were going to give me 2 weeks to go there, and I was going to start in Temple as soon as I left Valley Forge. But my mom liked this place and thought this was a better fit for me, and obviously it was.
You came in the same time, Thomas McFarland. You two work together well, don't you?
Oh, without a doubt. Some of the things that I do on the field, I think if he's not out there, I don't work as hard. I mean, I think he's a great player, probably one of the best linebackers in the PSAC and maybe even in the nation.
One of the biggest questions coming into this season as far as the linebacker position was the middle linebacker position, because Anthony Smith was outstanding, the player of the year last year defensively in the PSAC East. How do you feel Jared Pidgeon has filled in so far?
Anthony Smith, he's a tough player to replace, but Jared Pidgeon, who also went to Valley Forge, I watched him play when I was a freshman here at Bloomsburg. I went to go visit Valley Forge, and he's a tough-nosed player, and he's getting it done right now.
Your senior year, I'm sure you hope it lasts into December, but eventually your football playing days will be over. What's your major, and where can you see yourself a year from now?
My major's marketing. It's going to take me an extra year to graduate since I didn't get redshirted. There's still a chance I might play basketball, so we'll see what happens with that.
In the Husky Spotlight, Bloomsburg's outstanding senior outside linebacker, Mike Varanavage.
WHLM, Columbia County Sports Leader.